Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, TMT Predictions 2011, the Technology Overview, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to look back at past trends in the technology sector and discuss this year's reports are Eric Openshaw and Paul Lee. Eric Openshaw is Vice Chairman and U.S. Technology Leader for Deloitte LLP, where he has more than 30 years of experience working with clients. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
So let's get started. I'd like to ask you both to begin by looking back at the last 10 years in the technology sector. What would you say are some of the most important trends that you've identified in earlier predictions?
Well, I guess I would start with the form factor and the continuing evolution of form factors in how we gain and access information, whether it be in our enterprise internal architectures or reaching into the cloud and the later evolution of the smartphone. We've been saying for quite a long time that it's a continuing exploration and journey to the most appropriate form factor, and I believe we are still in the midst of that journey and haven't yet arrived.
Paul, anything to add?
Yeah, I think over the last 10 years, there are several big themes which have emerged, and there's a couple I'd just like to reference. And one of them is green tech. And I was looking back at some of the predictions that we'd written over the past few years. And for the 2007 predictions, I was reading what I'd written back then, and it was a very tentative discussion about the whole notion of green tech. And it's amazing how our views of technology and its impact, for better or for worse, on the environment have really evolved over quite a small period of time. So just the notion of being aware of what a particular piece of technology consumes and working out the carbon footprint for technology in the home, all of that was probably unheard of 5 years ago, whereas now there are sort of ratings which become quite standard for some of the major pieces of technology that you can buy, and a lot of vendors are differentiating quite heavily on not just overall power consumption, but coming up with new metrics such as power consumption per transaction or other form of unit. So green tech in all its forms has been certainly quite a revelation, and it's not just green tech as opposed to what we normally regard as technology, but also the use of technology to try and solve some of the environmental issues which are present or which are emerging, and that's everything from food scarcity through to water scarcity, and it is quite fascinating to see how that's evolved. Another area which I think has been quite interesting over the past few years has been the steady growing penetration of technology, quite stealthily, I think, in terms of our awareness of it. And what I've always noticed is that when we talk to people and say, you know, what's your ideal device? And everyone talks about one device. And the reality is we are working with, living with, being entertained by more and more devices all the time. So the number of computers that we're working with just individually is growing. And so there are quite a few people sort of in upper income brackets who have half a dozen computers of some description. And that's one trend which we have seen over the last 10 years and would expect to continue to grow over the next 10 years. So if you cast the mind back to the 40s when there was a view that there's only a need for five computers in the world, it seems there is only a need for five computers per person as of 2011. As for 2015, who knows?
I think if you had the opportunity to tour the Consumer Electronics Show this past week in the U.S., There is the device that we thought of 10 years ago that now isn't filled with technology, refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, irons, and the list goes on and on. And so it might not be 5 computers even anymore, Paul. It might be 50 per person when you start thinking about all the places you find chipsets that are having an interactivity, a human interaction. It's actually extraordinary. I think the other thing I might add on to what Paul was saying earlier with respect to clean tech and green tech and in the energy issue specifically, I think we were very hopeful 10 years ago and 5 years ago that the battery technology would evolve faster than it has. But I think, alas, we're up against the laws of physics, and the ability to actually move that needle in a significant way has seen, you know, strides in the 3-5% year improvement versus maybe the 15-20-30% we were hoping for 8 and 10 years ago.
Yeah, and as, you know, we look back on what we predicted, there are a couple which I'll put my hand up to admit that we got wrong back from a few years ago just regarding battery technology. And a few years back, we were looking at ethanol as an alternative source of battery fuel. And also at what we called parasitic power, whereby you would try and extract power from, say, kinetic energy or from heat. And none of those have come to much beyond demonstrators. So, you know, the real approach to getting more out of a battery is simply by reducing the demand on the battery per transaction.
So moving ahead then, let's talk about 2011. I notice there seems to be a lot of diversity among the types of technology people are using. Would you say that that's a common theme for this year's reports?
I believe it is, yes. I think in terms of the amount of technology being consumed in various and sundry form factors is a big deal. And I think the other part of that that we've seen coming for a while and talk about in our predictions report this year is the adoption rate of the tablet in the enterprise, which I think is exceeding everyone's expectations in terms of the acceptance of that device all the way into the C-suite. And in fact, one can make an argument that it's because the C-suite has been enamored with the tablet technology and the ability for that to be a somewhat non-invasive device in a meeting room has put some pressure on the CIOs and other corporate groups within enterprises to go ahead and adopt the tablet and make it available for email configuration and connectivity and document acceptance and the like, and backup and security and recovery.
I think what's fascinating around the tablet is that the tablet, we'd expect, isn't going to replace any existing technology. It will just complement it. So it just bears out the fact that there is not one perfect computing device or perfect computer. There are several of them. And over 2011, I'd expect all of those who are traveling around with smartphones and tablets and PCs will become more productive, even if they're going to be carrying around more chargers and having to probably reinforce their travel bags. But it really does show how much more potential there is in the computer.
You're traveling around CES this year. One of the things that was interesting is the number of ancillary devices intended to make any one of those that Paul just mentioned, whether it's the smartphone or the tablet or the PC, look and feel a little bit more like the other. So extended keyboards for tablets, extended and roll-up keyboards for smartphones, ancillary screens for smartphones and tablets, rather interesting, a lot more touchscreen capability on laptops. So a lot of, again, merging of these capabilities, searching for that ultimate perfect form factor.
What do you find most surprising about the 2011 predictions?
So I think one of the sort of big numbers which is going to come out with regard to 2011 is just how many computers are going to be shipped in 2011. So when you look at the different form factors all the way through from the netbook through to the smartphone through to the conventional computer, we're looking at about 800 million devices being shipped in 2011. We'd expect that number to continue growing and break past the 1 billion mark over the next few years. And what would accompany that, as well as greater choice, will probably be a little bit more complexity. So we will move to an environment where we will see multiple operating systems as well as multiple different major vendors of software. So it will be a more specific market, but also a more complex one.
So what do you think people will find most surprising about the 2011 technology predictions?
Well, I'll go ahead and take a shot. I think we've sort of maybe in the back of our minds known it was coming, but this will be the year that computers aren't the computing devices and the PCs aren't the majority of the devices that are sold. And in fact, smartphones and tablets and non-PC netbooks are going to be the more than 50% of the marketplace. And I think that is something we sort of thought would happen maybe intuitively, but the numbers seem to indicate this is the year that will happen.
Yeah, I definitely echo that. And it really does require everyone who's going to be working with computers, which is basically every sector, every business, to start rethinking their perceptions around what a computer is and what you can do with a computer and how you can monetize the availability of computers amongst your clients. So there's lots of implications around what that trend means.
Well, I think that perhaps not in the category of is it a big surprise, but certainly it's becoming very clear that there isn't yet a standard emerging in the smartphone or tablet market for operating systems. And there are lots of them out there, and the market share is spread relatively flat. There are a couple that have more than others, but it is not yet clear what will be the dominant operating system that will emerge in the smartphone tablet marketplace. And I think that's going to be an interesting one to watch because it has implications for the developer community and the economies of scale in the developer community in terms of how many platforms can you afford to build and support your software apps for. It has implications for corporate IT departments on how many different platforms can you really afford to support from a security and controls and deployment standpoint. Has implications for the supplier network, particularly at the enterprise level, on how many different brands of smartphones am I willing to take on here and how many different types of contracts am I willing to go negotiate and try to maintain and manage. So I think there's a huge implications there, and it's one that we continue to watch very carefully.
Yeah. And it may be the case that multiple operating systems for portable devices, certainly, and probably for all computers, remain a feature of the market for some years to come. So if you look at all the current owners of operating systems for portable devices, all of them are in mobile and regard it strategically. And they're prepared to invest their billions into developing those devices over a period of time. And it may be that rather than there being one operating system, that there is an operating system which works best or is best liked by business. And there is one operating system which is liked best, say, by the creative community, one by consumers. So there is a possibility that multiple dominant OS providers remain a feature of the market for some time to come.
That'll certainly be something to watch. Gentlemen, thank you both for your time today.
You're very welcome.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guaranteeing its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.